Well, no, but that's the way it is. All the sugar, you're back common oil was in barrels. And the girlfriend came in on the counter and she wanted so much sugar, they got to have a scoop. And they got a paper sack. They'd get you 5 pounds, 10 pounds, or whatever you wanted. And it come in barrels. Yeah. There wasn't no packaged sugar of any kind. It was all come in barrels. And they kept it right in under the counter, and she wanted, and they had a big scoop, you know, and they scoop it up and put it in a sack, whatever amount she wanted.
Do you remember they said the sugar was being sold in bulk?
Sugar being sold in bulk?
In bulk. In bulk?
In the bulk?
Uh-huh.
Well, yes. Yeah, lots of them bought in bulk where they had a lot of fruit to put up and all. They got it cheaper.
You know, if a man had a belt that was made out of pure cowhide and nothing else, he might say, well now, this isn't artificial cowhide, this is...
Well, no, I never heard it called artificial belt, no.
What if it wasn't artificial? If it was made out of pure cowhide, you'd say it was made out of...
leather?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Or he might say it's not artificial, but it's genuine.
Genuine leather?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
You were talking about peaches a minute ago. What do you call that hard inside part of a peach?
Seed.
Do you have a peach around here that the meat is real tight against the seed?
Yeah. Yes, it is. And then they have a peach with a tree stone. And it busted away and from the seed and all. And you just take the seed out and cook, peel it and cook the two sides that comes out of the peach. It'll just break open. But the other is a clean peach. And it clings to the seed. And you've got to cut the fruit off of those. Or cook it off, one. But a freestone, it'll just bust open. Clean peach and a freestone peach.
Do you remember that kind of tree that George Washington was supposed to cut down?
Cherry.
Do you know what you call that hard inside part of a cherry?
Seed. That's by my main fruit is a cherry.
Is that right?
Yeah, cherry pie. And you can buy it now to make cherry pie in cans and all. And it's already cooked and sweetened and everything. Mm-hmm. I buy it and make some cherry pies or just eat it just out of the can. Put some of it in a bowl and all. But it's already prepared to just put it in the pie crust and bake it and make a cherry pie out of it. You don't have to buy the cherries and then fix them to cook, you know. It's already cooked and seasoned, sugar in it and all.
What do you call that part of the apple that's left after you've eaten it?
Core.
Have you ever heard of people